Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Mahavadibhya Chavisundaraya Tasmayama Mahaprema Sapradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Janulamita Bujau Kanaka Vidato Sankirtana Kapitaro Kamalaya Takcho Vishwambaro Vijabaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Pirparo Guru Navataro. Chi Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadatmayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Shri Garo Shri Utapati Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Sta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Mitam Tam Sivivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vidam Sta Hare Krishna Kanasam Dalina Vandana Gatpate Obeshi Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Mulpate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vindavide Shri Shabana Sate Devi Pranamami Hari Priyai Panchaka Budrupascha Kipasindu Devita Titanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Jomana Chaitam Surato Pangur Mama Mandamate Gati Matsarasva Padam Buja Radha Madana Mohano Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunatananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama Rama. Maja 8:167. Karunya Mrita Dharaya Snana Pratam.
Karunya Mrita Dharaya Snana Pratam.
Karunya Mrita Dharaya Snana Madhyama. Karunyamita dharaya snana pratama. Karunyamita dharaya snana madhyama. Karunyamita dharaya snana pratama. Karunyamita dharaya snana madhyama. Karunyamita dharaya snana pratama. Karunyamita dharaya snana madhyama. Anyone else? Karunya amrita. Of the nectar of mercy. Dharaya. In the shower. Snana, bath, pratama, first, charunya amita, of the nectar of youth, dharaya, in the shower, snana, bath, madhyama, in the middle. Translation. Srimati Radharani takes her first bath in the shower of the nectar of compassion, and she takes her second bath in the nectar of youth. Purport. Srimati Radharani first smears her body with the paste of affection for Krishna. She then takes her bath in the water of mercy. After passing the Poganda age from 5 to 10 years, Srimati Radharani first appears as mercy. As mercy. The second bath, taken at noon, is taken in the water of Tarunyamrita, or the nectar of youth. This is the actual expression of her new youthfulness. Omaganatamarandasya gananjana shilakaya chakshuramilitam jena tasmai shri grave nama hukam karoti vachalam pangalam nate green yakipa tamam bande shri gurum jinatam. Karunyamita dharaya snana pratama. Karunyamita dharaya snana madhyama. Radharani takes her first bath in the shower of the nectar of compassion, she takes her second bath in the nectar of youth. So all these things are known as amrita, all these baths. Although she is Charunya, the nectar, she's bathing in the nectar of youth. First, she's bathing in the Karunamrita, the nectar of mercy. So what is that nectar bathing of mercy? That's something that we have to think about for a couple of days. Karun, Karun Mayi. Karuna Bharite. Rupa Goswami has a song. Prabhupada actually sang the song on one recording. Madhava Dayate. She's very dear to Madhava, Radha Madhava, Kunja Vihari. And some of the qualities are mentioned. Sanaka Sananda. Charita Varnite. All great sages, they chant Rupa Goswami citing these particular sages, the four Kumaras, and that generally we don't think the four Kumaras have some relation with Radharani, but there it's described. Whatever they're speaking, glorification of the mercy of Radharani. Karun Bharite means she's full of mercy. And Krishna's also full of mercy. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho. Tarun Smarata Taruni. In another verse where Kaviraj Goswami in the Govinda Lilamrita, he's describing Smarata Taruni. Mana. Smarata. Tarani Mana, Hari Dorardava. That Krishna's Kaviraj has written some of the most exalted poetry. He's kind of like taking it easy here in the Bengali, but in the Govinda Lilamrita, which he himself has several times cited, his own book, it's a very advanced Sanskrit grammar and poetics, which like the kind of thing that, don't try this at home. Nobody can do that. Rupa Goswami, Krishnas Kaviraj, and such great poets like have tried to, even then, that Krishnas Kaviraj is saying, I heard this from Raghunath Das. He heard it from Sri Rupa Damodar, who was there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What did they hear? What is this? This is the parampara. What we're getting is parampara. Exactly now, Krishna's Kaviraj is still speaking here today. And whatever he heard hasn't been tampered with. Was he intelligent enough to get it right? Probably. Seems like it. And was he a great poet? He's Krishna's Kaviraj. He's the Raj of the Kavis. He's the king of the poets. How many great devotees were there in Vrindavan? Many. Haridas. He described Haridas Pandit as fountainhead of all good qualities. The Govindaji Mandir. And so many devotees were still there, some of whom were directly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still, they requested that Kaviraj Goswami should write all these pastimes. And he said, I can only give some. I didn't even understand all of them. He heard from Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das was there. Not only he was there, Sri Damodar, and he heard it, but he actually saw it. Swarupira Raghu. But because Raghunath is, he is under the care of Rupa Damodara. And then, unless, Kaviraj says, unless we heard it from Rupa Damodara, then nobody else understood it. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasmada. All these things in Arpita Chirin Chira Krunavatir Nakalo. We're getting them from the greatest personalities, Rupa Goswami, Sarup, Haha Swarup, Sanatan. Where are they? We feel some separation. So this is Radharani's feeling, the separation of Krishna. Of course, in the spiritual world, we don't really understand what Radharani's feeling so much, because we're insignificant persons. However, Prabhupada explained that in this material world, our greatest hope is that we should enter into this Vipralamba Seva that Radharani is feeling. So when she's, it says she's full of mercy, we have to get the mercy. Hey Radhe, Rajadevike, Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kuta. Like six Goswamis, Srinivasacharya is telling us that they are, the Prabhupada is saying, they're not always saying, yes, I just, this, they're feeling the separation. Not that Radharani is there and they're happy, no. They're running there, hey, Rad, hey, Rajadevi, Kechana, hey, Nanda, Mahabhi, Balo. They're mad with separation of Krishna. What, that is all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing many times. Hey, Murali Vadana, where's the flute player curved in three places? Tribanga. Tribang Galalitam. Shamam Tribang Galalitam. He's always manifesting like that. He's always manifesting, but he's Achintya. Achintya Rupa Gun Swarupam. His form is Atakshi Krishna Namadi. We're tongue-tied. We cannot describe it. We want to see it again and again. If I just get a glimpse, Mahaprabhu's saying also, if I just get a just one more tiny fraction of a second, if I can see Krishna, then that moment, that tiny fragment of a second, I will decorate that moment with all kinds of jewels. I will worship that moment with sandalwood paste and jewels and garlands and that very moment that I can see Krishna. And he was also chanting these slokas from Krishna Karanamrita that Bilva Mangala Thakur, even he was an ordinary living entity, it is said, ordinary living entity, but he achieved such great realization of Radha Krishna and the dealings of the gopis, that his songs in the Krishna Karanamrita, he has other songs, but especially Krishna Karanamrita, the Amrita, this is Tarunamrita, Karunyamrita, Karanamrita, everything is Amrita. Chaitanya Charita Amrita, Chaitanya Charita Amrita. There's no death. Amrita means, mritu means death. And with, no, there's no death to that nectar. No, it's not. It cannot be nectar if there's death, if it's temporary. And so this Karanamrita cover that Bilva Mangala Thakur spoke, sung, wrote, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is hearing that all the time from his associates, and he's chanting also. Hey Kurunayaka Sindho, one of the verses says, Hey Nayana Abhirama, Hey Kurunayaka Sindho, Hey Bhuvanayaka Bandhu, you are the supreme ocean of mercy, Kurunayaka, where are you? So this is how Radharani is part of the, that this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to show and demonstrate and experience. Mahima, the glories of this. Anubhav, the realization of it. Madhurima, the sweetness of that. He's come to experience it and at the same time to distribute this to one and all. Rag Marg. Ujvalarasa, Sabhakti Sriyam, Hari Purata Sundara, he's golden, Anta Krishna.
Bahir Gauram. He's golden outside, Bahir Gauram, but within he's Krishna. Come to experience it. He's so great, Mahima. Who can imagine? Atava bahunaitena kim gyatena tava arjuna. Vishtabhyahamidam krishnam ekangsena. Ekangsena with a tiny fragment of himself. Eka. One little angsa ena. Ekangsena stito jagat. All the universes are maintained. He doesn't have to do anything. Sarvata panipadam tak sarvato. He's got hands and legs everywhere. Why should he bother? It isn't. He's simply enjoying the Radharani. But this is their enjoyment, that they're enjoying, and then sometimes Radharani is disappearing, Krishna's disappearing. They're feeling some great separation. And then the Sakis and Manjaris, they're making some of the cowboy, they're making some arrangement that they'll meet. They're describing them, they're creating some kind of diplomacy, transcendental politics, and presenting so many gifts and letters. This is what's going on in the spiritual world. Here is simply perverted, just like Taruni. Taruni means young girls. So she takes her shower in the nectar, her next shower in a Taruni. Although she's already the emblem of youth, she has the 26 qualities of Radharani, we know, we don't know, we may know, but there's so many, unlimited. One of them is this, ever youthful. She's already ever youthful, but what is this bathing? She's bathing still in the nectar of youth. She's bathing, and she wants to bathe in the Krishna bath. They're coming together in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we're seeing this. Separation and meeting, separation. Sometimes Mahaprabhu is running out. We heard that, I think, this morning. Srup Damodar and Ramananda Roy are speaking. Just heard it, right? Speaking with Mahaprabhu and enhancing his mood of separation or his mood of meeting. And he's exhibiting all these symptoms of being stung, just like Radharani. Before that, who would know of these pastimes? Bilva Mangala exhibited some pastimes, of course. Other great devotees were there. But before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us, gave us all, he spoke so many things. He only wrote some verses. But within these eight verses, Bijanam, seed, he said, I am the seed of all existences. Bijam Tadaham Arjuna. So, because he's Krishna himself, within eight verses, like the Shikshastakam, can create just like the banyan tree, or the seed of the banyan tree. There are so many unlimited banyan trees in that one of those little teeny seeds, a huge banyan tree. In Calcutta, there's one banyan tree like 2 miles. In different parts of the world, the banyan tree. No one never dies, actually. It just keeps going on and on. Some banyan tree could have been there for thousands and millions of years. We don't know. So, because that from a tiny seed. So because he's Mahaprabhu, Shikshartameka Purusha Purana, he's the original teacher. No one should feel that, sometimes when we're first hear that, Chaitanya only wrote these eight verses. But within the eight verses, then all, we have so much literature. And what he spoke, we don't know exactly. We can get an idea what he spoke to Rupa, Sanatan, what Raghunath Das heard. So that we're experiencing here. It's not different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shikshartam Eka Purusha Purana. He's the original, oldest person, and he's giving these teachings. So, Prabhupada once, he quoted this, Vidhaya Taruna Bharya, this Taruni, just to show the contrast. when someone is old, and who is not getting old, cannot enjoy anymore Taruni, young girls. Even his wife, Barya, is young. He is old. He cannot enjoy Vridha Baal. He's finished. So, but everyone's after this enjoyment of Taruni. Radharani is so showing that she's the original. She is the original young girl. But in this material world, everyone's chasing after that. Prabhupada quoted that Shankaracharya verse where Balastavad Kriya Kriya Shakta Bala, that the small boy, Prahlad Maharaj has those teachings. That as a boy, first 10, 20 years, they wasted their life. So Prabhupada quoted that. Tarani, Tarana Tarani Shakta. The young boys are chasing the young girls. Rupa Goswami says, Yuvati Nam Yata Yoni Yuvam Cha Yuvati, you know. Mano Biramate. He said, when will my mind naturally flow after Krishna? Just like the young boy runs after the young girl. He's giving that aspiration. So, tapasa brahmacharyena. In order to understand this tattva of separation and this beauty, the ocean of beauty or the bath of nectar of youth and compassion, one has to be done with all aspirations to enjoy in this material world. That's the tragic irony. The more one gives up Pavanani Manishina, even the wise man doesn't give up Yajna Dana Tapa. But that tapa, tapasa brahmacharyena, brahmacharya is the main one mentioned, tapasa brahmacharyena. Tapo dibhyam putraka yena sattvam shudyad brahmasokyam tvanam. If one wants to understand this ananta, sukham anantam, unlimited happiness, yoginam sukham uttamam, then his senses have to be completely controlled. It's not a cheap thing, in other words. Prabhupada was stressing this. He gave a few lectures on Radhastami, about Radharani. Very conservative. Not every day speaking. Even Krishna's Kaviraj says these things shouldn't be spoken in public. Everywhere. To the general mass of people, new devotees. So, first thing is, no matter how great a person came to see Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he would send him to wash pots or work in a goshala or something like that. Unless one develops this state of mind, like Kaviraj Goswami, that he says, Jagai Madai Hoite Mui Se, but I'm more sinful than Jagai Madai. If one has that steady mentality, so renounced, like Gopal Bhatta or Prabodhananda Saraswati, they admonished Kaviraj Goswami, don't mention my name in your book. Somehow they knew. They thought they knew that this book, he's writing a whole book about Lord Chaitanya, but I am not qualified. Don't even mention my name. But Kaviraj Goswami also felt that way. He didn't want to, he wouldn't want any popularity. This is like the stool of a boar, a pig, Purushya, what is that? Bhishta. Bhaktisiddhanta says, our desire for fame, notoriety, profit, fame, distinction, just like the stool of a hog. And our talking other than Krishna topics, asabhaya, he describes just like the trickling urine of a donkey, mule, something like that. So, very descriptive, very clear cut things to avoid. As soon as we nirmamonirahankara, because a devotee is also karuna, maitra karuna eva cha advaishta sarvabhut. When Krishna gives the qualifications of pure devotees in 12th chapter of Gita, advaishta, he's not envious, Sarvabhutanam. So nobody is not envious, no matter what's going on. Doesn't hate anyone, good or bad. Adveshta Sarvabhutanam. Maitra, he's friendly with everyone. Karuna, and merciful. So without exhibiting those things, without feeling those things, then it's difficult to get the mercy of Radharani. And if we're getting the mercy, then we want to spread that mercy also. Just like devotees are going out today on the Harinam, just to spread this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jive Doya, Krishna Nam, Sarva Dharma Shah. Doya, Dayate, Parama Karuna, the Supreme, Nitai Gora Chan. Though this mercy is manifesting through the devotees. Kaviraj Goswami, he's gotten the mercy, pure mercy, incredible. He can compose this Chaitanya Charitamrita almost directly from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Raghunath Das, Rup Damodar. But one doesn't jump over. Tadira Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanivas. Janame Janame Hoy. Mora Panchagras also. The dust of these six Goswamis, Narottam Das says, E Karunakar, show me that mercy now. He's saying, he's praying to Nityananda especially, show me that mercy now. Vrajendranandana Jay, Sutta Juta, Vrishabhanu Sutta Juta. You're standing there before me with Radha Krishna, Vrishabhanu Sutta Juta. She's the embodiment of mercy. He's praying to Radharani that way also. Nitai Karuna, Radha Krishna. If we want to get that, then we have to also enter into. So Nitai, he's the embodiment of the Acharya, the Guru. We want to get the mercy from Nityananda to get to Radha Krishna. Goranga Bolite Habi, Pulaka Sharir. How do you do it? Charya. Vishaya Charya. One has to give up sense gratification. If he wants to understand, have the full realization of this spiritual sense gratification being described in these pages, then we have to give up mundane sense gratification. So this is the first shower, Daraya. Karunyam rita Daraya snan pratam, the first bath, and then madhyam means the middle one, or second one, because there's more of them. Karunyam rita Daraya snan madhyam. Radharani first appears as mercy after passing 5 to 10 years in the second bath at noon, taken in the water of Tarunyamrita, the nectar of youth. Then later on she puts on, shakes another bath. Next week she'll take another bath, next Saturday. Actually Radharani is enjoying all this bathing all the time. This is the conversation between Ramananda Roy, and he is an intimate associate of Radharani, and so he understands that he's speaking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is speaking. He's just like he's the gardener. He's enjoying the fruits. He's the tree that waters the tree. He's the gardener that waters the tree, but he is also the tree. Similarly, although Ramananda Roy is speaking, he's continually saying, but I'm not speaking. How can I speak this? He was already the most advanced person, but even he said, whoever thought of these things? No one ever thought of this. So this is being enacted completely on the internal platform, this conversation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we're getting to hear it. The greatest fortune. This is Karuna, Parama Karuna. And Sukadev Goswami, he's a manifestation of that mercy. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it's described there that Karuna Purana Guyam, out of mercy for those persons in this material world. Samsarinam Krunaya Purana Guyam, who's in this wheel of birth and death that Sukadeva Goswami has narrated, spoken, the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Purana Guhyam. It's a very intimate, hidden, Rahasyam Guhyam Uttamam. Very intimate, secret. It's a secret, most secret of all secrets. At the same time, it's public. Manushanam Sahat, but people don't understand it. Manushanam, so many persons trying for perfection, still Manushanam Sahasri, Kaschid Yatati, Yatatamabi Siddhanam, Kaschanam, Biti. Only somebody, Kaschid, someone might understand. Kachit Kevalaya, Kachit Kevalaya Bhaktya, Vasudeva Parayana. Only some rare person will understand it. Still, we're giving to everybody. They may not fully understand. They'll get something just by hearing. Pashu Paki Jare, Pasana Bidare. Even the stones are melting when they hear the holy name, and especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting. He's going in the forest. Even the animals are chanting. Therefore, at least we can get the human beings to chant, Prabhupada said. So although a rare person may understand it, it's a selling point. It's a selling point that someone may think, oh, I am a rare person. Durlabham manasam janma atato brahma jigyasa. This human form is meant to ask about what is this, not just Prabhupada was describing storing, stores, shopping and storing. Very funny. Everyone's in the mall. Nowadays, they're just online buying, but Christmas, I was at the mall for some reason. I guess I was seeing my daughter at the mall. So, and I had to, there was people going out of business. I was getting a good deal, but that's what they're doing. I hadn't been to Oaks Mall and try to stay away from that place. But probably describe it as shopping and storing. Yeah, the store is storing it, selling it, and you're taking it and store. So they're storing. Atyahara prayashascha. These are six good ways to give up Krishna consciousness. Eating, collecting, atyahara prayashas, endeavoring too much materially. Rupa Goswami saying, telling us very simply, atyahara prayashascha prajalpo niyamagraha. Not following the rules, following them too closely. You don't find too many people following them too closely that I've noticed. Mostly they're not following. Gurur avagya shruti shastra nindanam tatartha vada harinam nikalpanam. The one verse in the Padma Purana describes the four of the aparadha. One of them, the first one, gurur avagya, not following what the guru says. That we find pretty common. Gurur avagya shruti shastra nindanam, blaspheming the shastras. Tatartha vada. So these are all aparadha. If we want to stay away from Radharani, then we can very nicely perform all the aparadhas. Better if we know the Sanskrit, then we can follow them more closely or not follow them. So that's why it's called aparadha. Anayaradito nunam Bhagavan Haridishvara. So Radharani's name is there in Bhagavatam. And because she worships Krishna the best, the greatest. And the more aparadhas we perform, of course we don't think about that too much. We just try to do the positive, then automatically we don't do the negative. If your glass is filled with milk, then you won't necessarily want to have drink ink or poison or something. If you're enjoying the amrita, paramam amritam, Jivanam Bhushanam me, Rupa Goswami, in his Namastakam, he's describing the holy name as Paramamamritam, maybe it's synonym with one. Paramam Amritam is also the supreme nectar. Paramam Amritam. Jivanam, it is my life, the supreme. Paramam Bhushanam, the supreme jewel. Nana Ratnam Nibadha Mulavitapa Shiyukta Vrindavani. Vrindavan is all full of jewels underneath the trees everywhere. The leaves are like jewels, all the flowers and what the water is like nectar. Toyam Amritam. The Toyam Amritam. Katam Nacham Gananam. All the walking, all the moving is dancing. Katyam Nacham Gamanam. And all the water is like nectar. It's not like, I still remember when I went to Kathmandu and I tasted that water out of the tap, and all the those devotees were laughing because I kept, there was a sink. I just said, oh, I'll get some water. I just flew up from somewhere in India, and I'd just never been to Kathmandu, and I drank the water. But it was so good, it's like I'd never tasted water or something. It was directly out of the Himalayas. So water is already like nectar, but in the spiritual world, I mean the real water, if you get some of that type of water, Himalayan water. But in the spiritual world, they're saying that the water is like nectar. But even in the material world, Krishna says, I am that water. But nowadays, people are just crawling on, you know, for 300 miles, digging 30, 40 feet to get some water if they can get it. Because in Kali Yuga, things are decreasing, many things. But the spiritual world, they're Nanda Mudivardhanam Patipadam Purnam. It's the Purnamrita also, full nectar. Purnamrita Svadhanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says he wants to taste this full nectar. He's already tasting. He's not only tasting, but he's Asvadhyam Bhaktam. He's tasting and the Bhaktas are all tasting. Whoever comes in contact with him, they'll taste it also. He's the Purnamrita Svadhanam, the nectar we always want to taste. Just like if we can chant Chaitadabhranamarjanam 50 times a day, you never get tired of chanting the verses because they're the full nectar. Chaitadabhranamarjanam bhavmahadavagni nirvapanam shekaravachandrikavitalanam vijavadu jivanam. This darpanam jivanam amritam. 8 verses, but good ones. So he's demonstrating over and over here in these verses, in the Astaka, and everywhere, that there's Amrita, this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chintyatam, Chintyatam Bhaktas, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna's Kaviraj in one verse is, think again and again, O Bhaktas, of this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Again and again, always think of it. Always chant it. Chant it, speak it. Because it's definitely the Amrita. Amritat vaya kalpate. Yang hi na vyatyante te purusham purushar shava samaduka sukam diram. So amritat vaya. Amritat vaya kalpate. Amrita. One wants the Amrita, then he has to be transcendental to the upheavals of the material world. Sama, equal to dukkha, sukha. Suke duke bolo nako. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, always chant. Happiness. Whether you're in a household life or you're in the forest, wherever you are, you're miserable or you're happy, then he says you always have to suke duke. Chant the holy name. Suke duke bolo. Don't forget chanting Hare Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, has full experience. He's the acharya. Who can be more acharya than that? That Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written hundreds and hundreds of songs of full realization of Radha Krishna Bola 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 Re Sobai. He said, I am Matra Bika Chai. I'm not begging anything. I'm begging only one thing. That you come with me, give up all your nonsense, and chant Radha Krishna Bolore Sobai. So, that's what's going on in these books, this verses. Yeah. Conversation, questions.
The word for word, it was mercy, and in the translation, it's compassion. So are they the same? Or
probably, if it's given like that.
Who's the mercy and the compassion demonstrated for? What are some examples of what it's referring to? It seems like it's an analogy, taking a shower and mercy and bath.
Well, so, I wouldn't take it like a mundane thing or any kind of literal thing, but yeah, it's a supreme poetics, just like what's demonstrated. I mean, it was demonstrated, all our acharyas I just mentioned, they're all demonstrating it.
So the mercy is towards living entities?
It manifests like that, but yeah, of course, but at the same time, there's so much, it's an ocean. The ocean of milk, the milk ocean, that Radharani is born from the milk ocean of Vrishabhanu. She's already being born from this Navasashi Lake. She's the moon. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also the moon. And he's also using the moon. So there's so many demonstrations. Any mercy, of course there's some mundane mercy, but it's all a tiny fraction of Radharani's mercy. But Prabhupada was describing the mercy, mundane mercy, just like tap water or rusty tap water. Of course, I made that more extreme, a rusty little drop coming out. Someone was once describing that they were in some hotel room in Moscow, and they turned on the water, and there's a few little drops of rusty water. So, I mean, it happens anywhere in India. So. But it could happen here. Here, it's even better. You can get flames coming out after they've fracked your land or something. But so this is also some type of tiny prophets that don't take this tap water mercy, take the ocean of mercy, flood of mercy, float in the ocean of mercy. But so that's also Sarvabhutete Rata. Krishna says in the 12th chapter also that after many, many births of, if you're an impersonalist and you do many, many births of pious activity, Sarvabhutete Rata means Hite, looking out for the welfare of all the living entities, doing altruism and so many things. After so many births, then Bhavanam Janmanamanti, then you'll realize Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything. And you go one step further, you understand that you can't approach Krishna without approaching Radharani. You can't approach Radharani directly, therefore we have to approach the merciful spiritual master. Therefore, we praise the spiritual master that he's Samsara Dhavanali Uttanaya Karanyagana Praptasya Kalyanagana Navas. He is distributing, he's like the cloud distributing from the ocean of mercy. What was that verse? Samsara Dhavanali Uttanaya Karunya, same word, Karunyagana. Yeah. So we have to appeal to the spiritual, the guru, otherwise we can't jump over, we'll never understand it, because we don't see a demonstration of it, we don't get it directly. Somebody may, some great personality, but even Gadadhar, even Lord Chaitanya showing the example of accepting the spiritual master, praising the spiritual master. Guru More Morka Deki Karida, my spiritual master chastised me, Shashan. Shash Datu, the Shastra. Shastra. If one doesn't accept the Shastra, then he has to accept the Shastra, which is a weapon. What is that weapon? There's so many weapons. Material energy is described by Narad Muni as a revolving, in the sixth canto, the revolving razor blade or thunderbolts. But we'll get there. If one doesn't accept Chaitanya Danda, if he accepts it, the chastisement or the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Vaikuntha Loke Gai, he goes to Vaikuntha. Otherwise, he goes to Yamaraj. It's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Karun Mai, there's one verse, I actually scribbled it down, memorized it, but it's a great verse that says, Anena Durbasana Dukadashana, no? Sakaruna Maya Karunam Karotu. The devotee is praying, I don't know, it's quoted in the 11th canon purport. Anena Durbasana Dukadashanam, when one sees Darshanam, the misery of this material world, the devotee is praying that he'll actually see it and accept it as karuna, mercy. Karuna maya karunam karotu. When will I see the miseries of this material world as the mercy of Krishna?